This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 14th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians who described themselves as evangelical and born again gave Trump 81% of their votes, up 3 percentage points from their support for Mitt Romney, the 2012 GOP presidential nominee, reports the Religion News Service. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton garnered only 16% of their votes. One day after the election, Ralph Reed, chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, said that, quote, Donald Trump made the most full-throated and aggressive appeal to evangelical voters since Ronald Reagan spoke to the Religious Roundtable in August of 1980, unquote. Newsweek has egg on their face. Strike that. Maybe it's an omelet. Their commemorative edition cover declared, quote, Madam President, Hillary Clinton's historic journey to the White House, unquote. Whoops! 17 copies of the 125,000 shipped copies were sold prior to Election Day. No doubt those will soon become collector's editions. In an interview with CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday, President-elect Donald Trump said that he's, quote, fine, unquote, with the legalization of homosexual marriage.
The issue for them is marriage equality. Do you support marriage equality?
It's irrelevant because it was already settled. It's law. It was settled in the Supreme Court. I mean, it's done.
So even if you appoint a judge that...
It's done. You have... These cases have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been settled. And I'm fine with that.
Trump also said he wants to return control of abortion restrictions to the states. Donald Trump has picked Reince Priebus, the Republican Party chairman, to be his chief of staff. Priebus has close ties with House Speaker Paul Ryan, and his appointment has been seen as showing a willingness to work with Republican-led Congress to get his agenda passed. Trump also picked Steve Bannon, who helped lead Trump's election campaign, and is former chairman of the conservative website Breitbart, to be chief strategist. Bannon is more of an outsider, critical of the Republican Party establishment, including House Speaker Ryan. It was Bannon who organized the controversial press conference with three women who said they had been sexually abused by Bill Clinton before the third Trump-Clinton presidential debate. Fox News is reporting that voters upset that Donald Trump was elected president are scrambling for ways to change the results. Their major focus is trying to get members of the U.S. Electoral College to change their vote, arguing that Clinton should be the next president because 60.47 million Americans voted for her compared to 60 million for Trump. The Electoral College was instituted in the U.S. Constitution, and it is composed of 538 members, with each state and the District of Columbia having one member or electorate for every senator or House lawmaker. Trump won 290 of the electoral votes, clearing the minimum 270 required. Since the college members do not officially cast their ballots until December 19th, Trump opponents hope to reverse the outcome using petition drives to encourage the electorates to switch their votes. Reuters News Service has finally obtained data on the child sexual abuse trade in Malaysia. According to the classified data obtained from Malaysian police, out of 12,987 cases filed in a four-year period, only 140 convictions were obtained. That's just about 1%. Thailand and Cambodia, both nations known for rampant child sex slavery, refused to make public any data. A senior health ministry official told Reuters that the data would only, quote, make Thailand look bad, unquote. John 3:20 says, everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. The Church of Jesus Christ continues to blossom in India despite growing persecution. There are nearly 28 million Christians in India, according to a 2011 census. The Worldview spoke to Amy Cotton from Christian Aid Mission about how the native Indian Christian converts are influencing the Hindus around them.
The ministries that we assist are telling us that one-on-one evangelism has become more important as Hindu nationalists have attacked open-air events. And because the indigenous missionaries, they're from that culture, they have an intimate knowledge of the religion, the social environment, and the culture, and are best positioned for sharing personal faith.
Cotton addressed the opposition that Christian converts face in India.
They're seeing the work of our holy God, who is the one true God. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. And Hindus are seeing that. They are seeing something different with these Christians. And for a native Indian that grew up Hindu to become a Christian, a lot of times they're ostracized from society. There's a real loss.
And Cotton asked the Worldview listeners to pray for these indigenous missionaries.
Sometimes they lose their family. They lose the village that they live in. So the costs are very high for these indigenous missionaries. And so these Hindus realize, wow, you know, you're really stepping out. There's got to be something that you really believe in to do this.
Matthew 5:12 says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Christian bakery, Asher's Baking Company, which refused to bake a cake with the message, quote, support gay marriage, unquote, wants to take their case to the Supreme Court in London. The initial ruling by a county court was upheld by Northern Ireland's Court of Appeals in October. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.